Sports in the Morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Celebrate your rink's unsung hero and nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award worth $5,000. Learn more at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Oh, DeForest is so happy right now. The inadvertent post. Or did you set that up, Jay? You going to take credit for that? Or
No, I'm not taking it.
All right. Artist of the day, John Cougar Mellencamp. Go check it out. A little later this hour, we are going to give you your say with what you want to talk about. 8:25 or so. Bold predictions. Bold. Not just little teensy-weensy predictions. We're talking bold predictions. And apparently, there's a lot of people who are not only car seat experts, but asterisk, if that's the way you say it, experts.
Like the comic book or the
Asterix a dog? Ha ha ha.
Obelix.
Asterix's dog name is
Dogmatix.
Idafix.
No, and it's Dogmatix.
And his big friend is Obelix. Boomer.
The dog's name is Dogmatix.
Asterix is a Gaul. He fell into the potion as a baby and doesn't need to drink the potion.
All right.
I didn't watch this thing. And finally, they say we're giving erroneous information on car seats. It's permitted to sell or give away your car seat as long as it falls within the expiry date listed on the side of the seat. Hmm. Now, I think we knew that.
What are they, 6 months long?
I don't know.
The expiries?
Just to let you know, there are certain locations in Calgary, or you could drop off your car seats. They will be rechecked and certified and then going to people in need. I don't know. Fine. I believe you. So get ready for bold predictions, more Asterix dog talk on the way, but it's a Flames game day, so we get into it with Derek Wills.
Wills in the Morning, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. The biggest year-end 4x4 blowout is on now. Ram starting at $57 a week and your choice of free heated seats or remote starts. Shop where Geo and Bo shop, varsitychrysler.com.
It is game day, Derek Wills. We'll get into that momentarily. The final bit of drama took place, if you want to call it that, yesterday. We knew that Marcus Granlund had been sent down, Mason Raymond, Paul Byron on waivers. We have one who clears and one who doesn't. I guess take us through the atmosphere at the rink yesterday as Paul Byron packs his bags.
Well, I think it was a little sad for everybody involved, and I must admit I was sad to see Paul Byron go. He's a really good guy, as good a guy as you'll find on this team, or a guy who used to be on this team. And I think a very versatile player, a guy you can play anywhere in your lineup, and you know, a guy Bob Hartley clearly trusted, but that's just part of where the Flames are at in this process of trying to get to the stage where they're an elite team in this league. Sometimes you have to let good players go because you can't keep everybody, and it was sad to see Paul Byron go, and he was certainly sad to leave the organization as well. And I think he'll do very well with the Canadiens. They play a speed game, and he's a quick guy, so I think that he'll fit in just nicely there. As for Mason Raymond, it was business as usual for him. He handled the whole thing like a pro, and that's what you expect from Mason. We've seen him go through some ups and downs before, and he's handled it the same way. So Mason understands that he has to be better and that he can be better, and we saw that in the second-to-last preseason game. And you know, we got off to a good start last season, guys. Had 5 goals in his first 10 games, so I think when he gets a chance to play, he'll have something to prove and maybe play with a chip on his shoulder. So I think it could be a good thing for both Raymond and for the Flames.
Certainly won't be taking things for granted.
No, and you can't in this day and age. I mean, he does have 2 years left on his contract, so he doesn't have to worry about not being able to feed his family or anything like that. But, you know, the guy is a proud player and clearly loves to play the game and would like to continue to play it close to home, being a Cochrane guy. So for Mason, I think it's in his hands now. Once he gets a chance to play, it's time to prove that he doesn't deserve to be a guy who's put on waivers and deserves to be in the lineup every night.
You Cochrane guys, hey? Always sticking up for each other.
Yeah.
Got his back, hey? The Cochrane Mafia sticking up for each other.
Cochrane Mafia.
Yeah, we know better than to put too much stock into lineups on opening day, hours before start time, because A, they may not be that at game time, and B, more likely, they won't last. But we did see Sam Bennett, or expecting to see Sam Bennett at center. There was some dispute, or at least debate, as to whether that was going to be the case, but it looks like he's going to have Juris and Ferland on either side.
Yeah, and that's what we saw primarily in the preseason. We did see him play a little bit of left wing, playing alongside of Michael Backlund and Michael Frolik, and I still think that would be a fantastic line, and I still think that we may see that line at some point in time, and maybe even in different situations in games. If Bob Hartley's team's behind by a goal or two in the third period and he decides to shorten his bench, maybe he just wants to put his best players out there more often and mixes up his lines a little bit. So I think there's a pretty good chance we're going to see Sam play left wing, even strength, and I think there's an even better chance we're going to see him play left wing on the power play. As a matter of fact, we saw him on the left side of the second unit power play yesterday with Michael Backlund and Michael Ferland. So look for that setup tonight. The Flames did a lot of practicing of the power play this week. That was a struggle for them in the preseason. So they're hoping maybe mixing things up front with that line. And also on the back end, this is one of the interesting notes from practice yesterday, guys. The point pairings on the power play, they had Mark Giordano paired up with Dennis Wiedemann, both playing their opposite sides. And then they had Dougie Hamilton teamed up with Chris Russell, again, playing their opposite sides. So they're tinkering with that power play a bit, trying to get it going.
Thought on the goaltending, we see Ramo to start, but I don't imagine there'll be a ton of leash. We didn't see much last year. If you stumble, are we going to see Hiller Saturday?
Maybe. I think you're right. It's going to be a little bit shorter this year because they've got, at least for the time being, three good goaltenders that they can choose from. I thought it was really interesting the other day when Bob Hartley came out and named Kari Ramo his number one guy and then made it pretty clear that Jonas Hiller was his number two guy and that at this point in time, Joni Ordio is his number three guy. Now, I think I know why he did it. I think he did it because the two veteran guys did lead this team to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time in six seasons, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. And I don't think you want to mess with their heads at all. I mean, they're veteran players, and I'm sure that, you know, they're able to tune out a lot of the stuff that's happening outside of what they need to focus on. But, you know, you have to have those two guys on board as long as they're on this team. Joni Ordio is a young guy, and I think he'll jump at a chance to play whenever he gets it, and I believe that he will get it. But this three-headed monster in goal, it can only last so long, and I'm not sure what they're going to do about it.
Well, they've got the Canucks tonight. A lot of youngsters there. What do you make of that lineup?
You know what? It's still a pretty good team, Rhett. And I've really been trying to caution myself not to write these guys off. And it's easy to do because they have no clear long-term direction. Their core is very old. I mean, obviously centered around the Sedin twins and Verbata and players like Hamhuis, guys like that, Miller. I mean, their core is really aging, and 2-3 years from now, I can't see these guys being the prominent players that they are today, but they do have some good young players. And I think at some point in time, they're going to have to start pushing the old guys out the door and bringing some young guys in and starting, if it's not a full-on rebuild, some sort of rebuild, but still a good team, still a team that had over 100 points last year. They're strong at pretty much every position. I'm not quite sold on their blue line yet, but we'll see what happens with some of the younger players. But still a team that I think is going to push for a playoff spot at least into February or March.
Is this team ready to handle the expectations? The one thing about last year's team is no one thought they were doing anything, and they were free of that burden, and they went out and they just played, and they were a great group of guys, and they liked one another, and they made the playoffs. Now, I think when teams come in or have the Flames coming in, Monahan, Gaudreau, and Hudler, they're going to be treated like one of the better lines in the entire National Hockey League. Is the depth there beyond that? Do you feel like they're ready to take that head on?
That's a great question, and it's one that I've actually been asking myself the last week or so because of the way they struggled at times in the preseason. Now, we'll find out tonight around 8 o'clock if they can flip the switch and if they can really turn it on when they have to, because as we know, things get tougher. You know, you go from the preseason to the regular season to the postseason. Things get more difficult, and they certainly will tonight. Now, they did play very well against the Canucks at a couple of preseason games, so you hope that trend continues, but after he was done his scrum in the dressing room yesterday, I actually pulled Mark Giordano aside, and I asked him the question. Last season, you guys could play the role of the underdog, and you played it very well. You could say, you know, it's us against the world. No one thought we'd be any good. No one thought we had a chance in an HE double hockey sticks to make the Stanley Cup playoffs. That was built-in motivation. I said, do you have to change your motivation this season? And he said, absolutely. He said, you know, we have to realize that teams aren't going to take us lightly, and I don't think they really did for a good chunk of last season, but I think people know that the Calgary Flames are a good team now and that they're not going to be able to show up and play at anything below 100% to beat them. And he also said that we have to, you know, kind of change our mindset in the sense that, you know, it's still us trying to prove ourselves right. And it was more about that than trying to prove others wrong last year. This group believes that it can not only make the Stanley Cup playoffs, that it can make a long run and maybe even win a championship. If not this season, then in the coming season. So I think that's kind of what they've built their mindset around is that, you know, no one thinks that we're at that level yet. Let's prove ourselves right and get to that stage. But it's going to be tough. I mean, the conference, not from top to bottom, but as far as the playoff teams are concerned, there are a lot of good teams in this conference. And it's going to be difficult for the Flames to repeat the success they had last year. But they're a better team, so I think they can do it.
Oh, are we ready for a bold prediction proclamation from Wilsey, or are we going to save those for ourselves here?
Well, you can, no, by all means, throw it out there.
Wilsey?
Yep.
What is your bold prediction for the Calgary Flames 2015-16, a year after they went to the second round of the playoffs?
Well, I predict that they will once again compete in the postseason, and Rob and I did this exercise yesterday, and he asked me for a point total. I went with 99. 99 points for the Flames this year. Now, of course, things can change as you go. But, yeah, I think this is a better team. I think that on some nights it's going to be more difficult. I don't think they're going to come from behind to win 13 games in third periods, overtime, and shootouts when they're trailing through two periods. But I don't think they're going to have to. I think they're just going to be a better team from start to finish, and they're going to need less of those fancy comebacks to get it done this year.
All right. That is bold. That's a bold prediction. Thank you, Derek.
Well, I can't wait to hear yours now.
Oh, I know. You just can't believe
it. It won't be as edgy as yours.
It's going to be out there.
Stay tuned.
Hey, thanks. We'll be listening tonight, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
Wills in the Morning, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. The biggest year-end 4x4 blowout is on now. Ramps starting at $57 a week and your choice of free heated seats or remote starts. Shop where Geo and Bo shop. VarsityChrysler.com.
Some seated heats. Hey, Pinder?
Can't wait.
Makes winter go by a lot quicker with those seated heats. You're flat-footed.
Take that back.
We're going to be doing some bold predictions.
Heated car seats?
Yeah, I think that's
now
what...
I'm onto something.
Yeah, I know. That's, yeah.
What an idea. What's next? The steering wheel?
I would say if you're looking at getting a newer vehicle, ask if it has heated seats because it's becoming more and more... What are you doing over there? You're just drawing circles?
Circles.
Doodling.
You are. It's a bit of doodling going on.
Wilsey turns him into a bit of an artist.
You know what I like? The AC seats. The cooled seats.
Yeah.
Almost
Have
as important.
Have you got those?
Yes. Almost as important.
They
as
really are.
The, life-saving at times.
Right in the old...
Yep. As soon as you turn it on, too, it's like, woo!
Yeah, I need that.
What are we doing?
Well, we're going to jump out maybe a little bit early to give ourselves plenty of time.
Or we could just do one right now.
Oh, yeah.
Bold predictions.
That's pretty good.
That's the bold prediction sound.
That means voice promo. Okay, well, we'll do it. But what we'll do is we'll come back a wee bit early and get to our bold predictions.
Bold.
Very bold. We've put some together, and they are going to be... Now, again, the other two, and I'll include Jay in this, the other three have the right... to determine whether or not it is bold enough for bold predictions. Because Pinder was throwing some by me this morning. I said, you know what?
Not bold.
I don't think that's bold enough for bold predictions.
Give you an example, Rhett. Peter Mrazek will have more wins than Jimmy Howard. Not bold enough.
I don't think that's bold enough. That's okay. That's a prediction.
If you're going to say the Flames make the playoffs, not bold enough.
I think
we need to be more bold than that.
Got to really go out there. So we are going to get bold when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
T. to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Know someone whose quiet hard work makes hockey happen in your community? Nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Game day for the Flames. Get your helmet on. Vancouver in town tonight. Your game day sponsor here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, South Point Toyota Scion. We'll get into what you want to talk about in a little bit. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Corey Hirsch, former NHL goaltender. I don't want to blow up your spot.
Blow it up.
He, one of many who were asked to give their predictions on the upcoming season, and Corey Hirsch said the Calgary Flames are winning the Stanley Cup.
Whoa!
That's bold.
That is bold.
That is a bold prediction.
So we'll ask him if he was medicated at the time or if he still has faith in his prediction, what he likes about the Flames.
Bold.
And we'll hear from Ryan Huska, head coach of the Stockton Heat.
Man, that's bold. Hey?
I used to like
Flames
that
to win the cup?
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Bullseye.
Bold. Right. What we're going to do right now, it's the start of the season. Another great year coming our way. It starts tonight. Intensity in four cities. The Leafs host the Habs. Chicago at home to the New York Rangers. And the San Jose Sharks are in L.A. to face the Kings. And, of course, here tonight, the Flames take on the Vancouver Canucks. So, in advance of the 2015-16 season, we have sat down and decided, being the knowledgeable crew that we are, the insiders, that we were going to come through with some bold predictions for the upcoming hockey season. Now, the rest of the people in the room have the authority to determine whether or not it's bold enough for bold predictions.
The bold threshold is determined right here in this room.
Yeah. But I hope we've done enough to be bold. Who would like to start?
Me.
We can go one at a time.
Yeah,
would that be fine?
Round we go.
Oh, yeah, round the table.
All right. So, Rhett, give us a bold prediction.
Well, I did this last week at 20 questions. Phil Kessel's going to score 55 goals.
Bold! Oh, that's bold. Wow.
Spicy.
That's bold. 55.
It's crazy, but very bold.
Now, what is his...
And he's going to have a five-goal game.
Wow. Is that a second bold prediction, or is that a free one?
I don't know.
That's free.
I'm just going to keep building.
And what's his career high?
39.
So he's had 39, has never played with someone like Crosby. He's
going to score 16 more than the best year of his life.
No problem. Come on, Phil.
55 goals.
We beat him up for a while.
For
now we got
Phil Kessel.
Give him some love.
That's a bold prediction.
That is a bold prediction. Just if you're curious at home, three players managed to get more than 38 last year. Their names: Ovechkin, Stamkos, and Nash.
Now I'll go next if that's all right because it kind of ties in.
Yeah.
Of course, boy, that would go a long way if Phil Kessel were able to score 55 goals for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but what I'm telling you is the Pittsburgh Penguins will miss the playoffs in 2015-16.
Oh, I think that's bold.
That's bold?
After that acquisition?
Pittsburgh makes it every year.
I'm not agreeing with them, but that's bold enough. Is it not, Rhett? That is a bold prediction.
Yes, I don't know. That's kind of...
Oh, Mr. 55 goals.
At least it's bold.
It's bold.
That's all it has to be. It doesn't have to be right.
It's not even that bold, though. I mean, you're predicting a team's going to have a couple less points than last. Like, that's not bold. Oh, whatever.
What a bucket tipper. Anyway.
They added Kessel. They should be better.
Malkin, Crosby, Kessel, and if they miss the playoffs, that's not a bold prediction?
I think it's bold enough.
When's the last time they missed?
Eighth last year.
Yeah, but they didn't have a healthy defenseman to throw on the ice. They're rolling out Wilkes-Barre Scranton blue line.
Mostly. All right.
Next.
I'm going to take the field in the Calder Trophy race. Everyone's talking, Eichel, McDavid. Okay, I'm going to take everyone else on Earth instead of those two guys, which everyone is sure is going to win it.
Ooh.
Old guys do all right in this thing. Think Philip Forsberg last year. Didn't win it, but there's an older guy that had a huge year out of the blue. Maybe it's a guy you haven't even heard of playing on Pittsburgh's second line with Evgeny Malkin. Or maybe it's Artemi Panarin playing with Patrick Kane on the second line. I don't even know who this guy is, but I'm going to say someone not named Connor
or the other guy,
Jack, is winning the Calder.
Oh, that's bold. That's bold. That is, that is bold. Now, you haven't really narrowed it down, but even just by
taking the field,
I'm going to say that's bold.
Rhett's not so convinced it's bold. Have you not heard the hype machine?
Now, why did you
kids
slam your hand down? Was that going to be one of your bold predictions?
I was going to take Eichel as the Calder.
Well, that's not instead bold at all.
So you're taking
the field.
Anyone else is more bold than me specifically calling out.
You know what, Ryan? He might be more bold.
Eichel is more bold than the field?
He's playing in Buffalo. Connor McDavid's out there. Sam Bennett is out there.
Maybe the field is more bold. Either way, I'm going to say it's bold enough. Is it bold enough?
DeForest?
He's taking the field.
A lot of hype around these two kids.
I don't know if that's bold enough.
Thank you.
All right. So who's up? You're up.
Patrick Kane will get traded.
Whoa.
Oh, that's bold.
That is very bold.
Man.
Jake, can we get like an explosion or something for that? I mean, that is very bold.
How
bold?
They've had it
in Chicago.
Yeah, they're done with the drama, aren't they?
Yeah. So Jay, they need the cap space.
Jay, we need you to do an explosion and then give us a bold. Can you do that for us?
Yeah.
All right. So give us.
So I have to do another one now?
You just say that's he's getting traded. You don't just.
Do I have to pick a spot?
No,
that's good. That's bold enough. I like it.
Like during the season or at the end of the year?
This year, he said.
This year.
These are 15, 16 projections.
Wow. That's bold.
Bold!
That's as excited as he's ever been in his life.
I have one. Calgary Flames defenseman Mark Giordano will win the Norris Trophy.
Now that's bold.
You think that's bold?
Don't step on him when he's doing the bold. What are you talking about?
Well, he was going to win it last year. He got hurt.
Did he win it? Has he ever won it? This is not like saying Nick Lidstrom will win the Norris. Mark Giordano, the Calgary captain, will win the Norris Trophy.
That is excellent.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's bold.
He just turned 32. So that would be bold to say a guy that's never won a Norris is going to win his first at 32. I think that's bold.
You're just, everybody else's prediction, but yours, you're saying, isn't bold.
Plus, he just hates Gio. So there's that. All right. First he has to back up. All right. I'm 0 for 1. So I got to get more bold than apparently taking the field in the Calder race. I'm going to stay in the Chuck in Edmonton. This is the year they trade one of those young forwards. Yakupov, Eberle, Nugent Hopkins, Hall. One of you is getting traded this year.
I guess that's kind of bold. I might name a guy. You're being very...
Yeah, like I said, Patrick Kane's going to get...
Okay, do it over again and give us a name. You got to narrow it down.
This is the year the Edmonton Oilers trade Nail Yakupov.
Yeah, okay, bold.
Semi.
Totally not bold.
Semi bold.
Any of the others would have been.
Any of the others.
Yeah, no.
You know what?
That was the safe one.
Go with the big guy. Go with number 4.
I don't think they're going to trade Hall. Eberle, you're gone.
No, he's not.
I'm 0 for 2. Sorry.
Me?
The Columbus Blue Jackets will not only make the playoffs, they will have home ice advantage in round number 1.
Bold. That's bold.
Not bad.
Jay, I need more out of you. Come on.
I didn't think it's not that crazy bold. I mean, the Sportsnet experts panel, they have
I don't
Columbus
care about
as
Damian
the
Cox.
Surprise team of the year.
I don't care about anybody else. Did they say they're going to make the playoffs and have home ice
if
in round 1?
Everyone's saying it. It can't be that bold.
No one else is saying it.
Lots of people love Columbus as a team that's going to be sneaky
okay,
good.
Okay, fine. But are they a guaranteed playoff team and home ice? No one's guaranteeing
home ice
that.
Is next level.
You know why?
Because
it's a bold prediction.
Right. It's bold.
Rhett?
The Toronto Raptors will make the finals.
No, doesn't count.
Why?
This is hockey. This is the opening day.
It's 2015-16.
No, you're completely out to lunch on this. You're just out of, you didn't do your homework, and now you're
I was all,
up
I thought it was clean it up day. I could just.
Well, it is.
Michael Ferland will score 20 goals.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Whoa. Bold.
So bold.
That is bold.
Where's the bomb?
Bold. True.
He hit the bomb.
I didn't hear the bombs, Jay.
I didn't even hear it.
All right. Yeah.
That might be crazy, but at least I got
20 goals for Michael Ferland. Write it down. That is, now, are you?
That's bold.
It's bold. Are you exaggerating for bold predictions, or do you feel like he's?
If I said 17, you probably wouldn't let me get by.
I wouldn't let you go.
So I have to at least get one of my predictions to qualify as bold enough.
That's pretty good.
Kid can rifle the puck.
You crazy.
Probably, yeah.
The Chicago Blackhawks aren't going to make the playoffs.
Bold. But now you're.
I like it a lot. It's very bold.
Now you're simply.
Couple injuries.
Trolling.
Tough division.
Tough division.
They're trading Pat Kane.
They're worn out.
No offseason for the Hawks.
Come on.
I love it. And it's going to the well.
They had 102 points. They only have to lose three or four more games. They don't make it.
That's true.
So this is your LA. You're just taking the next Stanley Cup.
If it
whoever won it, they're missing the next year.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why didn't you make the prediction if that's the formula there, Dopey? It worked last year. Don't try to rain on my parade. 102 points is not a lock.
You know what, Rhett? You're right.
It is bold.
It's bold.
Bold! Claude Julien will be fired by the Bruins this year.
I don't care about that.
That's not bold.
No, you need to give us a better date. By when?
By
Claude
next week?
Claude Julien will be fired by the end of this Thanksgiving. American Thanksgiving.
That's not bold. Whatever.
That's not at all. You're the worst at this.
You're not good at this.
You're taking it too seriously.
These are just
predictions.
I have one.
One for four.
Mm-hmm.
The Edmonton Oilers will finish last in the Pacific Division.
Not that bold.
A little bold.
They will finish below the Arizona Coyotes.
So they'll have an excellent chance at the first overall pick again.
Correct.
Austin Matthews, you're going Edmonton. This is the year they turn it around.
And I think you're out to lunch on that. It's that fine line between reality and...
Hey, if we're going to be bold, right?
Last?
If you're going to got to break some eggs.
They were 6 points better than Arizona last year. That's not a huge gap, but they should be better. But we said they should be better last year.
They should be
years.
Better and Arizona should be worse. I'm taking them to finish last. I don't know about the goaltending, and I still don't think they've done anything on the back end.
It's kind of bold.
Thank you.
It's not really bold.
Though. No.
Anything else? Anyone?
I'm not sure any of us hit five.
Martin Jones will be the best goalie in the Pacific Division.
Yeah, maybe.
How are we qualifying this?
Well, talking about numbers, wins, expectations. There's a lot of quick love out there. Everyone loves the fat man, Freddie Anderson. Flames have 18 goalies. Oilers got a guy that was a backup. That wasn't worked before. Marty Jones is the best goalie in the division this year.
Okay, let me look here.
I don't know about that.
I want to have...
You don't have to agree with it. Is it bold? It's bold.
It's bold, man. You don't need to agree with it. I like Chicago missing the playoffs.
Yes.
That's bold. 55 goals for Tubby. That's bold.
Crazy, but...
20 bold. Goals for Ferland. Bold.
Also crazy.
Monahan will tune in McDavid. Center ice.
No, that's...
Fight.
No.
Glenn McKay, the Flames security guy, said that.
I'll say Monahan 40 goals. Is that bold?
That's bold.
40 goal season for Sean Monahan.
Wow.
Bold.
Three guys last year had 40. That's it.
He went from 22 to 31.
40.
Goodrow's getting better. It's a 40 goal season for Sean Monahan.
Just add 9 every year.
I'll be bold and say that Bennett has more points than Monahan.
Whoa!
Bold.
More points?
That's right.
Is anyone keeping track of this nonsense?
Please burn the tapes.
Bennett with more points than Monahan.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bold. That is bold. Are we done with bold predictions?
I have one more, but I'm afraid.
No, come on. If you're afraid, then this is how we wrap up bold predictions.
Look, they got some depth on the blue line. They got some kids coming. Their first two picks at the draft last summer were defensemen. They got TJ Brody getting healthy. They're going to trade the wine dog this year.
It's not that bold.
It's not that
what
bold.
What are you talking about?
It's not that bold. I think if you were going to trade someone on the blue line, he'd be the candidate, wouldn't he? Jay was ready to really go out on a limb with
Gio or Brody or Hamilton. That's just crazy.
You really dropped the ball, Pinder.
Did we screw this up? Yeah. I should have just said 55 for Kessel. I would have been way more bold.
What if
56? I'll up you one. Price is Right style. Suck it.
All right.
56 for Kessel.
That's pretty bold. 56 is
or 38. But
I was close. Now, this isn't a bold prediction. I was close to either having St. Louis miss or finish eighth.
They could miss for sure in that division.
Oshie's out, which is not a big deal, but still.
Coach?
I don't know about the goalie, the captain. And I just think there's something.
They're done with that coach.
Right? The whole thing is they're in between two.
Coach, goalie, captain.
Yeah.
Are there not three incredibly important things? All of them you don't have a good answer.
Now, if I said eighth, is that bold enough?
No. They got to miss.
The St. Louis Blues will miss the playoffs. We'll come back with what you want to talk about. Sports at 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Nominate your community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The reaction just pouring in. Over bold predictions. I don't know. Can it be a recurring thing? I think so. But this is special because it's the start. Like maybe at the 25 game mark or the 20 game. I'm not sure.
25 is kind of just a random.
Oh, whatever. Derek Wills texting in. He feels shame. He says, in hindsight, I realize my predictions were anything but bold. Can we do it again tomorrow?
What?
He wants a redo on bold predictions. I'll allow it. All out, only four games tonight. I think we can we can do it.
He better not drop the ball.
Now here again, I looked up the definition of bold. So what is a bold prediction? Courageous, confident, fearless, showing or requiring courage, ready to take risks, standing out distinctly.
I think 55.
I think we accomplished all of that.
Always earned, never given.
Bold predictions. That's bold. I wanted to play this one more time in case somebody missed it from earlier this morning. Jimmy Kimmel Live. You ever watch the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Funny guy. Jimmy that's got a talk show.
Yeah, there's Jimmy and Jimmy, but he's pretty good, man. He does his in L.A. They do these streeters all the time. They'll just go out, get some people walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and ask some questions. I'm not even sure what the question was here. I think it was maybe your best accomplishment or something that you were able to pull off. Take a listen to how this one goes.
Impressive thing I've ever done? I don't know. Cheat on my boyfriend, not have him find out.
You know this is a television camera?
Yeah, it's an old boyfriend.
But he's finding out right now?
No, it's an old boyfriend, not the one I'm with now.
So, but the boyfriend is finding out on television right now?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Sorry, Ben.
Why'd you cheat on him?
I don't know. The guy was a famous athlete.
Which famous athlete?
I can't say his name.
Give us his initials.
TJ.
What sport does he play?
Hockey.
What team does he play for?
Florida. Tampa Bay.
Okay, so he plays for Tampa Bay. His initials are T and J. Tyler Johnson?
Okay, I have to go.
Oh.
Well, sorry, Tyler.
Hey. Now, we said this earlier when we played this. Well done on dude. For his hockey knowledge.
Yeah, this isn't Toronto. This isn't the Mike Bullard show here.
Hey, he's got some,
Dude.
Yeah.
his initials are T and J. Tyler Johnson?
Okay, I have to go.
What a tramp. Let's do the thing, shall we? Let's do it.
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. The biggest year-end 4x4 blowout is on now. Ram starting at $57 a week and your choice of free heated seats or remote starts. Shop where Geo and Bo shop. VarsityChrysler.com.
Here's how it goes. You know what? 960-960. Text it in. We will get to it. People are now just sending in their bold predictions. Sam Bennett will have more predictions, or will have more points than McDavid years in. Bold. I don't know. Rhett dominated bold predictions. Clean it up, Boomer and Pinder.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking some heat for my bowl. I actually thought the things could actually like happen. There'd be some sort of prism of reality.
Yeah. Somebody else was asking, do you happen to know if Berchi is suiting up tonight? He is scheduled to be on their second line.
Whoa, bold!
Vancouver Canucks.
Who's their coach? Bold. He's bold.
Willie.
Bo Horvat down the middle with Verbata and Berchi. I think our silence says a lot, doesn't it?
I was waiting for the music.
No need to comment.
No. Noticed Ramo is starting in net tonight. Is Kiprusoff injured? Signed, 660 News. Oh, that's not nice. I almost got into that. That was just no good. Will Semin get 30 goals and a massive contract? He's on a one-year deal, isn't he? He signed a 1 year.
Well, that's the right kind of contract.
And I don't think is Rutherford in
Carolina? Not anymore. He's in Pittsburgh.
No, but is he in Montreal? Because isn't that where Semin is now?
Yeah, Rutherford is the guy that put him on a long term. He was fine on 1 year deals in Washington.
I know. My point being, the only way that happens is if Rutherford ends up taking Bergevin's job in Montreal. Then he might fool him again.
What if he gets 30? What if he fits in there?
He could get 30, and I would trade him instantly.
They need some offense. That team doesn't score a lot.
They're not making the playoffs either.
Whoa! Montreal?
Price will get hurt.
Montreal? What? That's bold! They're going to miss the playoffs? Montreal?
It could also be called stupid comments.
Well, some of them, yeah.
Stupid!
I'm going to eat lunch today, Ryan Pinder. Bold! I don't think that's right. Did you say bold Horvat is playing for the Canucks tonight? No, it's Bo Horvat.
Boo.
Boomer's one bold prediction that will come to pass. Glenn Cross will play against the Flames in preseason. Well, he did. Yeah. Does anybody have a Glenn Cross bold prediction? Tomorrow? You want to do? I feel like we can.
Let's hope he gets a job.
Feels
like piling on at this point, doesn't
it?
Be nice to people.
Yeah. There will be at least one person in a Leaf jersey and a Riders jersey at the Dome tonight. Bold. Yeah, that's not very bold.
No.
That happens a lot. Now everyone is just doing
predicting.
Now it's turned out from what you want to talk about to bold predictions. Every time Pinder steps back from the mic and yells, I die with laughter.
Other people actually cringing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
They shake their fists and they text in about how I should be removed from the earth.
Yeah.
Like Matt Damon, The Martian.
Right.
Saw that movie. Huh?
Boomer, I can tell when you're pissed off at Pinter, you call him Ryan.
Ryan.
It's like talking to your kids.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ryan.
Dean.
Bold predictions is terrible. Bold predictions are supposed to be out there, possibly doable. Rhett might as well say Gretzky's coming out of retirement and going to pot 50 Genos in 50 games.
It is bold, but he's got a point.
That's pretty bold.
Incredibly moronic.
You're telling me that the Chicago Blackhawks, who had 102 points, couldn't fall to 97 points and miss playoffs.
In that division, I think that's your best prediction by a mile. That was awesome.
102 points they had.
Especially if there's some Pat Kane issues.
Huh?
Trade them.
There's a lot of people predicting my weight. Boomer will lose 10 pounds. Bold.
Five pocket dogs in one game.
Bold. Boom gets down to 220.
Can you do five?
Gets down to 220 by playoffs. Bold.
Five's tough because the lines get long at the intermissions. You're going to have to really time those pocket dogs well.
You know what?
Buy them all.
No.
Too many?
Too many. Because you know
what?
It's
a lot of bread.
It's a lot of bread. You're talking about almost a mini loaf. Can you imagine eating five loaves of bread in one game?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's doable. I don't think it's doable. Guys, I'm heading to Dallas this weekend to watch the Patriots versus Cowboys. Wow. Jets play that night across the street. Should I double down and go to that game as well?
What?
Of course.
I don't understand.
Winnipeg Jets would be the...
Oh, I was...
Yeah, I was like, there's was no team for the New York Jets to play nearby.
Yeah.
Houston's not across the street from Dallas, no.
Yes, go. Great.
Definitely
barn.
Go. Go,
absolutely.
Go.
And it's
go.
The Jets.
Take a cab. It's a long day.
Rhett will find the Crowchild Arena. Bold.
We're gonna go.
Is that inside?
That's inside. That's an old one, too, right? That's an old one. Rumor in the States is the Flames are in on Kane. Yeah, all right. Boomer will be pushing three bills after Mexico. Bold. See, there's the other side.
Is that bold?
Yeah.
Bold?
What?
I don't know how much you weigh.
I think that's pretty bold.
I know how much he weighs.
How much?
Too much.
Oh,
clever.
Let's start with a two.
Clever. See, now it's just bold. Will Raymond play tonight? It does not look like it.
No.
He skates as the odd man out. Your lines for tonight. Monahan with Hoodler and Good. Well, we should wait till after morning skate.
No.
But I think this is probably how it's going to shake down.
Best guess at lines tonight.
Monahan with Gaudreau and Hoodler. Backlund between Boma and Frolik. Bennett with Furland and Juris and Matty Stajan with David Jones and Brandon Bolick. That is, it's what it looks like. We know that Ramo is starting.
Gio Hamilton, Russell Weidman, Kulak Englund, your three pairs.
Furland is the next Eric Lindros. Bold, signed Ryan Pinder.
20 goals is not Lindros. Let's not get crazy here.
That is a great bold prediction.
I did have one, see?
20 goals for Michael Furland.
I thought you'd think that Marty Jones was bold. This is a guy that's never started in his life, and I'm saying he's going to be better than John Quick.
It'd be a good goalie.
Best in the division.
I need you just to...
Vesna nominee, that would have got it, maybe?
Yeah, I need you to dial it in just a little bit. Say he's going to be one of the best in California.
Well, if he is one of the... And you very easily could have. If he's one of the best... If he's the best goalie in the Western Conference, he's going to be up
to the
Vesna.
I should have said Vesna. The trophy gets you suckered in.
Do you want to...
No, I'm good.
Martin Jones, nominated for the Vesna, says Ryan Pinder.
No, I won't go that far.
But you are predicting he's going to be better than Rene.
Rene is not in his division. You're thinking conference. So I'm putting him up against Frederick Anderson, Jonathan Quick, Hiller Ramo-Orteo, back up in Edmonton.
So
that hasn't worked before.
Hence it Mike makes Smith. It a lame prediction.
Hence it actually might come true. Byron will be claimed off waivers. Bold! You're a day late there.
Yeah.
Text line.
That's going to do it for our show today.
What?
Well, now it's just an extended bold.
We've had a great day.
One thing.
We've had a great day, and this is the send off to the season.
You were really on point today.
Uh-huh.
You were great in clean it up.
Saved it.
You had some bold predictions. Kane, the Hawks,
Kessel,
all of that other nonsense you were talking about. Like, that was really good. So I give you credit.
Don't say that. It'll be awful tomorrow.
That might be, actually.
Now, you guys are leaving right now. You're going to get into your vehicles and go home.
Yes.
You need some sleep. It's a big game tonight. You're going to watch this one. Well, I don't know if you heard traffic, but be very careful when you get in your vehicles here.
It is butt ugly out there. Not looking good.
What?
Whoa.
Come on.
Butt ugly?
Sue.
Come on.
Come on, Sue. Clean it up.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Butt ugly.
Ryan Wilson wins the Norris.
That's bold.
That's bold. That
well
is
said.
Bold.
Good, sir.
Let's wrap it, shall we?
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. The biggest year-end 4x4 blowout is on now. Ram starting at $57 a week and your choice of free heated seats or remote starts. Shop where Geo and Bo shop. VarsityChrysler.com.
You're flat-footed.
Big bag of garbage. A mattress in the left-hand lane.
Zoom, zoom.
Hey, Pat, f*** off.
What a bunch of sh**. That is.
I shit my pants last night.
I have no shoes on. I'm sorry.
Vodka beat.
Oh my God.
You have got to be kidding me.
Dead deers.
Thank God no one's listening to this.
Hell yeah.
I'm a jerk.